We move into a time for stated joys and concerns so we can present these to God and support one another. Those on Zoom can unmute, and they're here in the sanctuary. Wait for a mic stand and state your name, please. I wanted to thank Ben for his message this morning. I wanted to open it up a little bit, kind of about an article that I saw in the New York Times a couple weeks ago. Bear with me, this might be a little bit, but this was written by Greg Gonsalves, an epidemiologist at the Yale School of Public Health. And he wrote this article after Senator John F. Kennedy was confirmed. John F. Kennedy has suggested, Jr., has suggested that COVID might have been genetically engineered to spare Jewish and Chinese people, and he spent more than 100 pages in his recent book, Breathing New Life into the Idea that HIV does not cause AIDS. So in the mid-2000s, Mr. Gonsalves was in South Africa, and that's when President Mbeki was president and became in full denial of AIDS and even stopped the medication from coming into the country to use it. And the article starts with a title, "When Just Asking Questions Turns into 300,000 Dead." And during that time, many, many, many people died. So this article starts out with that hopeless feeling, but ends with a little bit of hope. Activists with Treatment Action Campaign organized in township and rural areas, teaching themselves the science of HIV to combat the lies that government was peddling, and using that knowledge as a lever to build a mass movement. It took some years, but people got the government to change. President Mbeki and his health minister resigned, and South Africa became a country with the medication just flowing into it again and saving many lives. And so I end with a couple paragraphs. In the bravest of examples, when Mr. Trump ordered, this is where there's some hope, ordered foreign aid assistance to stop, workers at one U.S.-funded program in Sudan refused to comply. They weren't willing to abandon 100 children to starvation. And yes, thousands of people organized to oppose the nomination of Mr. Kennedy, and though unsuccessful, their efforts have left us better prepared for the struggle to come. Yes, sometimes you persist and you fight the long defeat, because as the healthcare justice champion Paul Farmer once said, you don't turn your back on those who have the most to lose. And sometimes, just sometimes, you win. So I lift this up to God to know what, for wisdom about what fights we need to fight injustice, to present peace and conflict. And so we just lift up this to God for especially wisdom. God of love, hear our prayers. Others.
You may have noticed that Krista is not at the piano this morning. She texted me this morning that she was with Joel in the emergency room. Joel all week long has been experiencing some hip and back pain, and apparently after last night felt it was bad enough to warrant an emergency room visit. So keep Joel in your prayers, as I think Krista said he was on his way to an MRI. So hopefully they discover the reason for the pain that he is experiencing all of a sudden.
We pray for healing for Joel and for the anxieties that they're having, that they would be calm. God of love, hear our prayer.
Hello.
Our son Nathan is going to be heading back to Australia on Tuesday morning at 6, and he'll be there through September playing for the same team he did a couple of years ago. And so if you'll pray for traveling mercies and good health while he's trying to do the work he loves to do.
We pray for health and for the joy of Nathan being able to play again. God of love, hear our prayer.
To add a moment of levity, Ruth and I have been taking turns playing tag. Ruth says she's out because it's mounting up. We've taken turns with broken pipes and radiators and different kinds of mitigation, et cetera. And I think I topped her this week because I had a small furnace fire. And I'm still getting rid of the electric smoke smell in the house. They are very low-tech manner, which really works. You use high-grade vinegar, pails of it all over the room, and it absorbs it. So, tag, you're it, Ruth.
For answers to our household problems, God of love, hear our prayer.
Good morning. This is Leah and Fidel in Arizona. We want to thank God for our church and for members of our congregation who come to visit us when we, you know, here in Arizona. We had a wonderful luncheon afternoon with Doug and Sue on Friday. And it was wonderful to have a warm body to accompany us and remind us of all the love we have with the church. We will be coming back for a visit this summer. We'll be arriving in Harrisburg on August 14th, and we'll be there for about 3 weeks. So we'll look forward to spending time and seeing you all during that time. Yeah.
Thank you, Leah, for visits from our members to faraway places. God of love, hear our prayer.
Good morning. This is Fidel in Arizona. I want just to ask for prayer for Congo. As you know, the country is just in war, mainly in the eastern part of Congo, close to Rwanda. Sometimes you feel like it's too much asking the same thing over and over, but you say, what is the other way if it's not asking for prayer? Because the country is in need of prayer, and that's the answer. So keep us in prayer, and we are asking God to help the rebel to come to the good way of rethinking government and the changes. And so I ask for prayer for Congo.
Right. We pray for the people of Congo. We pray for safety. We pray that somehow the wars would end. Love of God, hear our prayer.
Jim Rosenberger. Gloria is also not here today. She went down to be with her sister, Gladys, who's having some medical issues, and so she'll probably be back midweek. Also, in response to what we heard from Leah, we had a visit from Eric Smith this week, and he and Sigrid stayed here. We're here a couple of days, and I think visited many friends, but didn't make it here to church, so good to see them.
We lift up Gladys' health. Love of God, hear our prayer.
I'm
Brew Baker. Sorry.
I struggle with this idea of how much do we pray and how can we pray about the situation in the world. We as a family have a immigrant family living on our farm. Between the whole anxieties of whether they're here legally, whether they are going to be deported, whatever other anxieties they might have, they are having problems as husband and wife living together. What are we supposed to do? What is our witness to them? They are not very eager to learn English, so communication is difficult. those at the farm who are working closely with them that can speak Spanish have encouraged them to go for counseling in order to get along. The sad part about it is there's a 10-year-old boy also part of that family. And this week, my daughter found him making grooves in the table with his pocket knife and realizing that he is caught between the conflict between mom and dad, the whole possibility of deportation. All that is compounding on this little 10-year-old boy. And my daughter's counsel to the parents was, stop and think about how your hostility towards each other is being carried out in this little boy. And what can we help do to help him? I just ask for prayer for both Victor and Sandra and Tony, and for us as people who live around them. How do we show them that we care when we can't even communicate very well? So I ask for your prayers.
Thank you, Hope. Not easy answers. Prayer is all we have sometimes. We keep praying. We pray for this family and the 10-year-old boy and lift them up for support from people around them, for prayer for them. God of love, hear our prayer. And let's take a moment for unspoken prayers. God of love, hear our prayer. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the joy of today. Thank you for the joy of worshiping you, our Creator. Help us find happiness in the simple things and to share our joy with others. We pray for all those who are suffering, for all those discouraged, for all those who are lonely. God of hope, thank you that you are with us in all our fears. Help us this week to have compassion for those who fear. In the name of Jesus, amen.